This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Among the many firefighters working the High Park Fire are 36 prison inmates. They're all nonviolent offenders who joined SWIFT, the state wildland inmate fire team. Now, the guys working near Fort Collins were out of reach, but we caught up with a prisoner who just returned from fighting another fire in Park County. It was fully contained earlier this week. Robert Sims told me what's most gratifying about his work.
I love seeing the smile on people's faces when we save their property. We knew this one farmer. He came up. He was thanking us. He appreciates. And he was asking us, did we want anything to eat? He even asked us, did we want to take a shower? But, you know, I had to deny that. But he was happy. He was happy, man.
How long were you out there in total?
Three to four days, I think.
I understand that this was not the first fire you fought?
Oh, no. I've been on plenty of fires.
How many in all?
About 13 or 14. This is my second season right here, and I think it's going to be more fires this season.
How do other firefighters react if they learn, when they learn, this is an inmate team?
They love us because we work hard. They always want to invite us back.
How long have you been in prison?
3 years. I was sentenced for possession.
Drug possession.
With intent. Yes.
How did you find out that you could become a firefighter?
Well, I had a friend that told me, you know, I was always staying in shape, working out, running. And he's like, I know this program for nonviolent offenders. Won't you take this run with me and see if you can pass? You know, he was explaining that it would be a good experience to go fight fires and do something positive.
When you say he asked you to take a run with him, do you mean literally?
Yeah.
Like that's one of the tests?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We got a pack test. We got PT. We got a run. We got push-ups. We got sit-ups and pull-ups.
What's a pack test?
A 45-pound pack. Put it on your back and you take a 3-mile hike.
Were you surprised to learn that you could be a firefighter in prison?
Oh, yeah. I was surprised. I just thought, you know, that you come here, do the time, and then get out. I didn't think it was a positive program like this inside prison that would teach you good morals so when you do get out that you won't make the same mistakes.
When are you due to be released?
September 26th. So I'm trying to get back into society. I got a wife. I'm trying to get to my kids. I got a lot of things to get home to.
What did you do for work before you were put in prison?
Shipping and receiving. I was in and out of jobs. But I even worked at McDonald's.
And do you think that you'll use the experience you've had fighting fires for your next career?
Oh, yes. Being in the field, I met a lot of people, and I got introduced to a lot of people, and I got a few opportunities out there.
So this is what you want to do?
Yeah, this is what I'm going to do.
And you've got all the right certifications to start work from day one?
Yes.
How do your wife and kids feel about the idea of you being a firefighter?
Well, you know, when you're doing something positive, I think they feel positive about it. They just want to see me succeed, and I'm giving them my all to succeed.
I don't imagine taking photographs as anything of a priority when you're out there, but have you been able to share any images or any experiences out in the field with your family?
Yeah, they download pictures that we take in the field onto the website. And, you know, I call my family and tell them to go check them out or download them or print them out. And they get to see what we're doing out there in the field.
We're going to check those photos out ourselves and maybe post a link to CPR.org. What's the camaraderie like with the other inmates on this team?
Well, we have 3 squad bosses from last year, and we're like brothers.
And the squad bosses are also inmates?
Yes. And on each team, we got 6 individuals. And we have to guide these individuals and teach them with the ropes of firefighting. It's a brotherhood. I think we all have the same goal in general, to get home, to do good, to see our families. And we come together and work for that purpose.
Robert, are you a squad boss?
Yes.
You're a kind of manager out there, I guess.
Yes, I'm a manager in charge. Like I said, in charge of six people. I have to make sure that their lives is protected, that they know where the safety zone at. No, I lead by example. I work hard, so I expect them to work hard.
Is it the first time you've ever overseen other people like that, managed?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
This program has actually allowed you to make a bit more money, as I understand it, than other inmates doing other jobs. Talk to me about the money, if that's helpful.
It gives you a head start when you get out, be able to buy a few things like interview clothes, a laptop, just things that you can go out there and go job searching with.
You've got colleagues on this inmate firefighting team who are at the High Park Fire, this very serious fire in Larimer County. Is there any chance that you'd be dispatched to it as well?
Hopefully. I wish that did happen, because I do want to be there. But they don't want to send all their resources to one fire. They want to have other resources ready to go for initial attack if a new start happens.
What has it meant to be a part of the team?
Oh, it meant a whole lot to me. You know, I changed my view of life in general. I just want to go out there and work hard and take care of my kids and show them that it's something better. I want them to be better individuals and grow up to be decent adults.
Robert, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Okay.
It sounds like you may be fighting more fires all this summer.
Oh, yes. It's going to be a hot summer. I think we'll have plenty of fires to fight.
Robert Sims is an inmate and firefighter at the Buena Vista Correctional Facility. The man who started the inmate fire team about a decade ago and who still runs it is Jack Laughlin. I asked him a question he gets a lot, and you're going to hear him cringe when he answers, whether there's a risk these prisoner firefighters will escape.
God, you really had to say that. Sorry. You know, we've never had any significant incident with anybody out on a fire. The men that are in this program realize it's a privilege. We try to create a culture where it's a positive work environment and that they want to be there.
Laughlin says the first season inmates were sent out to fight fires in Colorado, 2002, it was hot and dry, like this current season, and it was the year of the Hayman fire. At the time, he and the inmates had no idea what they were getting into.
That first crew was out for 64 days from the middle of June until the Labor Day weekend. So I don't think they spent any more than 4 days back in the facility at any one time.
Laughlin says some inmates stay past their release dates to work through the end of a fire season.
We do require any crew member that wants to come in to waive parole or community placement for a year or a season. We do that because it takes a lot of time to train these guys, and we want a commitment from them.
That's Jack Laughlin, who started and still runs SWIFT, the State Wildland Inmate Fire Team. Two SWIFT crews are fighting the High Park Fire near Fort Collins. See photos of the teams in action at cpr.org.